probably got one of the biggest monuments in the world.
Yeah. And it was right in the middle of the... See, this little church was not off one side, but it was right in the middle of this area, you know. This little church and this place that this priest had, you know, this land, the priest had. He had, I forget whether it was 15 or so many acres that... A parcela, you know, whatever that is. I don't know, 10, 15 acres, I don't know. But that was donated to the church. And you see, each one of the men worked this parcela, you know, for the priest. So the priest would get his corn, his beans, and raise his chickens and his marranos to eat, you know. But they couldn't give him money, you know. So they had to...
The priest actually...
They had to feed him somehow, you know, the priest. You know. So that's the way they fed him.
Did he live in town or live out on the farm?
No, he lived in town.
He lived in...
They pulled... This is a hill, you know. This is it's a hill, very, very far from everything, you know, very far from all the big towns, see? And they made a little, sort of a little Indian settlement of some kind, you know, and then they had their place way, way off, you know, where they... that's the way I understand. Up in a little mesa, you know, they lived right there, and then down below they did all their agriculture. Now that's the way I understand it. And I used to tell him, well, now why did you live? He says, well, he says, there were so few of us. He said, we were right close together. See, anyway, they didn't live like 1 week over there, like I live over there in Casa Colorado. I said, why not? No, I don't know. And then they don't have water like we do, you know. They don't dig wells, you know, they had a well for all this thing.
They don't have separate wells, they have one common well.
One common well.
How much property did he lose? I mean, in value, in terms of what it would cost now.
Ooh, I don't know.
You don't know? But they were given about 65 acres.
I don't know how much the government gave them, but they gave them whatever they had, I suppose. I don't know,
Is Paracutin located in which direction from Conejos?
Paracutin is located in,
further towards the ocean? About a 15?
No. No. It's right there. No, it's not any farther than that. No.
Did the Mexican government give land to everybody that had lost?
Quite unusual to have a mountain grow where
there were agriculture. You better believe it. He points at several places. You must come along sometime with us.
I would like to visit.
You must come along with us someday. And then you see the orchids all over the place in between the rocks, you know, where there's a little moss, a little hill, you know. But we just hang on to it and they just grow beautiful. You go down on the trees like that and you'll just see all the colors.
It's a lot prettier than here.
Huh?
It's a lot prettier than here.
You mean this area?
This area here.
Oh, I was saying, yeah. As a desert, yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's much more vegetation there.
Oh, yeah. This is on the south. Yeah, you don't even need a coat over there or nothing. They have
They what?
They plant twice a year. They harvest twice a year. Oh, this is up in the south. It was about 207 miles. Well, I don't know, side of Mexico, but anyway, they don't get to Mexico City.
Stephanie, do you remember Tony telling you how they managed to live once they got over to where they had fled to?
Oh, yes, the priest managed, because, you know, see, the priest was their mayor, their everything. He was the one that went to the government and got them food and lodging and everything when they ran from this Conejo. Yeah.
Well, does he tell any stories about whether they had enough food or not?
Oh, well, enough food, you know. Not for everybody, I don't think, but they had food. And what they just had to live wherever they could until the government got place to go. They had no blankets, no nothing, he said. All they had was those straw mats, you know, somebody gave them. That's what they slept in.
Would they stay with friends or just...
No, it was just a cuartel, you know, where the soldados are, you know, what a cuartel is, don't you?
A cuartel?
Cuartel, you know, that's where the soldiers are, you know, so cuartel.
They stay sort of in a soldier's barracks?
Yeah, a big place, they got it. And they give grass mats. Cooking on the
I can't be now, huh? Well, when the government gave them new land after their escape from Patacutin, did they also build structures and houses for the people, or did the people have to do that themselves?
No, they did that themselves. They pulled their
Did the government help supply any building material?
I don't know.
Or tools?
He's never said. But I think so, the way, what else could they get from, you know, and the lumber to fix the roofing and all that? I don't know. I guess the government must have helped them. I don't know. But he said if you ever really want to be scared, he said, you think the world is coming to the end, he said, you see the birth of a volcano, and then you want to die, you think you're going to die right now.
I imagine that would be frightening.
Yeah, and he said he thought he wouldn't be alive the next morning, you know, and he prayed, he said he never in his life prayed the way he prayed then. He was so scared. Just kept running and pushing other people, that old people and stuff like that, just kept pushing.
Was there much panic? No,
because you see, there was too many people, you know, not thousands or houses there, about this. Most of it was his folks, I guess. You know how it is, marriage, one thing and another.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Mendozas were there, and Sheriff, you know, he tells me this and that.
Which Mendozas?
Mendozas, his kin folks.
You found him?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
You're not an Indian. You're underprivileged. We don't want to talk to you. what else can I ask you?
Every time I think about things that Tony tells me, I'm going to write them down.
Yeah, why don't you do that? You have that.
Yeah, I'm gonna write down. I'm gonna write every time I think about, because he's told me a lot. You know, we've been married for a while. He's told me a lot. At night when he thinks about it, that I should be dead a long time ago. If we hadn't seen that, we hadn't been cultivating that place, we should be dead, because they didn't know anything. You know, people from the hills, they don't know very much.
Did the people think that this was some kind of omen or a manifestation of the wrath of God or something like that, that God was punishing them?
Yes, did for a long time.
Did the priest encourage that?
No, the priest told me that, they kept blaming each other, you know, for not carrying a good life, not doing this, not doing that. They did.
Speak a little bit louder, Stephanie. It's hard to pick up. What you're saying is pretty valuable. It's about the best interview I've gotten so far on a subject like that. Yeah.
Well, you know, lots of people fear God, you know, and they said, well, this is, you know, the sign that pretty soon they would all be dead, you know, because they were such simple guys, you know, so they strike the man of their lives. Try to convince people.
It was just a natural occurrence, huh? I guess, then what happened?
Well,
did they leave many animals behind?
Poor people, you know, they're very poor, but whatever they had, you know, two or three cows, maybe one hog, maybe a few chickens, but they left.
They left all that stuff there?
All their stuff, everything they had, everything they owned.
Did Tony ever go back? I mean, how long was it after the eruption that Tony went back to where they used to live, maybe to had the chance of getting some of their furniture?
Well, they didn't, because the law wouldn't let them close. See, then the law didn't want nobody around, you know, after a while.
Oh, the Mexican government
wouldn't let
them?
No, the Mexican government wouldn't allow nobody close. And then, of course, they saw this, because, you see, they started multiplying, and before you know it, there was a huge amount. So they knew they didn't have nothing there. And then several more grew, you know, and several more grew, this lot that was running. You'd be surprised how this, a big one right there, you know, and then several little ones all around.
Several smaller volcanoes?
No, several small hills, you know, that stuff.
Well, was the, when the volcano started, when this started building, did it just, was there a hill there before?
No, this is where they were cultivating.
It came right up in a field, didn't it? A cornfield.
Right in the cornfield.
Well, did they own that cornfield?
The priest did.
Oh, the priest owned that particular cornfield.
Yeah, that's where he's born himself. That's where he grew his beans and stuff.
How much land did the priest have, would you estimate?
Well, they call it a parcela, whatever that is.
A parcela? Or a parcel of land?
Uh-huh. Whatever that is, I don't know. 10 acres, 15 acres, I don't know.
And Tony, after after your husband, Tony, left Conejos, he went over to Paracutin. How long did he live in Paracutin before he became a bracero?
I guess maybe 6 months, maybe 8 months, I don't know.
6 months? Less than a year then?
Oh yes, maybe something like that, you know. He lived in